Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock, with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Gael Moise.
When I was 16 years old, my sister, my older sister, who was 22 years old at the time, I gave birth to her first child. My nephew, Anthony, was the joy of the family. We spent many times playing in my parents' yard with him, giving him baths in my dad's kitchen and the sink. And over time, my sister gave birth to three more daughters, and I've always maintained a close relationship with my nieces and nephew over time. Even after they moved away to Tampa, Florida, we remained very close while I stayed here on the east coast of Florida. As I matured and got my own place and became a young adult, my nieces and nephew took great pleasure in coming to visit me and staying in my apartment over the various places that I lived. And they would come for summer vacation and sometimes for a week or so during the holidays. For the most part, that was the extent of our interactions. We never spent more than maybe 2 to 3 weeks together at a time. Recently, I got married 4 years ago. My husband and I moved to Boca Raton, Florida, and we have a lot more space in our home, and it was great joy for me to have my nieces and nephews over for an extended period of time. They started spending more and more time. Last summer, they came for a total of 4 weeks, which is the longest they've ever stayed with me. We have a pool. They enjoy swimming in the pool. My nephew also recently graduated high school about a year and a half ago, and he started taking an interest in Florida Atlantic University. And I became very excited. I assumed it would be nice to have my nephew closer to me, but it never occurred to me that he may live with us. I assumed if he was accepted and decided to pursue that school as a place that he would get his education, that he would most likely stay on campus. So it came as a surprise when he approached me and said, I would really like to stay with you if that's okay. And of course, for me, it was okay. I was excited. I said yes to him, actually, without even first talking to my husband, which in hindsight was probably not the right thing to do. But my husband, who is very easygoing and loves my family, said, of course, nope, no big deal. We have the room. We have the space. It would be nice to have him around. So we began the process of having him relocate to South Florida from the Tampa area. My nephew, Anthony, he is a music major. He plays various instruments, the clarinet being one of them. He is a tall, shy, pretty quiet kid, but also he opens up once you get to know him. He's also really funny, and he is gentle and kind and very, very good with our lovely two dogs. And when I told neighbors and friends and coworkers that my nephew, Anthony, would be moving in with us, they really thought I was crazy. They pretty much scared me into thinking that it's going to be this chaotic experience having a college student live with us. They said things like he will be messy and he would have friends over. It really just started to scare me into thinking, what have I done? Have I made a mistake? The other thought that came up quite a bit, in not such an obvious way, but others insinuated that this would have a negative effect on my relationship with my husband, the lack of privacy that would come with having a young person around. And it really just made me start to second guess whether or not I had hastily made a mistake in agreeing to have this college-bound student live with us. But in any case, I proceeded to keep my word. He moved in with us, and I have to say, all of the apprehension the minute he moved in with us sort of fell away. It's been just a lovely experience having someone that is younger in our home. It's just brought life to the mood of the house. We have two dogs, love being around the kids, so they actually sleep in his room now. And it's actually had some other additional benefits that I had not even considered, but that have also been equally wonderful. My husband and he are very close now. They go to the gym together. They bond over conversations about girls and dating. And the other benefit, oddly enough, has been for myself, I like to go out and I love to go to sporting events. I like to go to music events. I like to go to restaurants and concerts. And my husband is a couch potato. He really doesn't like to leave the house. He's not an introvert, but at the same time, he hates crowds. He hates spending money. So I've had this partner in crime that I can go out with. And so far, in the 2 months that my nephew has lived with us, we've actually gone to a bioluminescent kayaking tour. We've gone to a 90s musical concert in West Palm Beach. And if I want to wake up one day and drive down to Miami for something, he would actually say, yeah, let's go. That's fine. So it's actually been really, really nice to have someone to do things with. And what started out as feeling like I was doing him a favor has really turned into him doing us a favor. It's been great having that life in the house, and I really think it's helped our marriage as well. It's given us an insight into what it may be like to have children of our own one day, and I hope when my nephew looks back on this time when he's older and has his own place, I hope he would look at it with fond memories, and I hope that in the next 3 years that I have him with us, I can continue to bond and I can continue to help shape his adulthood in a small way.
Gael Moise with a story about an expected visitor.
Actually, I listened to this story in great envy, and I thought it was so hilarious that people were warning Gael, oh, you sure you want to do this? He's going to be messy. He's going to be noisy. He's going to have friends. He's going to be this and that. And all I could think of while she was telling the story was, if my niece or nephew had come to stay with me during their college years, how happy I would have been.
She is rather lucky that way, getting closer to family. But on the other hand, do you think Anthony is the exception to the rule, not following the stereotypical college student?
Well, that's a great question, Michael, because a story is only worth telling if it's something that's a little different than you would expect, right? If everybody had their nieces and nephews stay with them and everything always worked out great, then there'd be no story there. So you're absolutely right that there could have been a problem, but I'm thinking that Gael probably wouldn't have invited him there in the first place, and that Gael wouldn't have had that great relationship with him and with his sisters over the years if Anthony hadn't been somebody pretty special. And she describes him so that we know that he's special. First of all, how can you not want a music major in your home? How can you not want somebody who's funny and gentle and kind and loves animals? How can you not want someone who's your partner in crime, going out with you to do all kinds of fun things when your real partner isn't interested? I mean, she paints him as such a lovely person that we understand why she's so happy to have him.
You think it's a new trend?
I have no idea, but it would be nice. You know, every time I hear a story, and this is practically a genre at this point, people telling stories about wonderful experiences they had when everybody said, oh, don't do it. Get out while you can. Don't risk your happiness or risk your money or risk your peace or whatever it is. And that people invariably prove them wrong. Now, if those naysayers were right, possibly people wouldn't be alive to tell the story. I don't know. Or they wouldn't be so happy to tell the story. But I think what this story tells us is only you know your family. Only you know your relationships. And even something that at first glance may not appear to some people to be a good idea because they know their families and their relationships, that doesn't mean it isn't absolutely right for you. So here's a story about somebody who knows herself. She knows her husband so well that she answered yes even before she asked him, which scared me because I wouldn't dare do that with my husband. But I think if you know somebody really well and you know he's easygoing and you know he loves your family, then you know it's going to work out. And Gael, the only reason she questions herself at all was because others questioned her.
And it's important to remember that he is family. He's not an anonymous college student. He's part of her family.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get along well, as we know.
It might even give him more freedom to goof off.
And even that, you know, I love the way she says it's even strengthened our marriage and helped us see how we might be as parents, because kids goof off. That's part of what growing up is, and learning how to deal with that is part of what being a parent is. And so this really is unusually good training. So Gael really does have a front row seat to what parenting would be like for her in the future.
I suppose it's also working out for Anthony as well. He's missing that dormitory experience, but at the same time, he is bringing a new energy to his aunt's house.
That's another good point. We think, why would a kid want to live with his aunt and uncle when he could live in the dorm? Well, first of all, I don't know if this is the case, of course, but there are always financial questions. It's expensive to live in the dorm or your own apartment. But also, I think what this story tells us is that everybody's different. And that Anthony, as a quiet student, as somebody who needs to rehearse, practice his instrument a lot, as somebody who perhaps is a little quieter and wants to hang out with older people and family members, maybe he would not be quite so happy at the dorm. Remember, being a freshman is tough. First, you're getting into a brand new environment. Second, you're away from your parents. Third, you're studying in a way that you haven't before and going to classes. And living in a dorm can be quite a difficult experience for some students. So I think that Anthony is getting a lot out of this himself. So it's really about taking things on a case-by-case basis and saying, what's right for me? What's right for my family?
And I'm sure that Anthony will go through a lot of growth over these next 4 years. So be curious to see how the changes.
It'll also be really interesting to see if he does decide to stay the whole 4 years. Maybe he'll decide to spread his wings. We are at the very beginning of this, let's call it, for lack of a better word, experiment or adventure. And just the fact that he is ready to leave perhaps in a couple years does not in any way mean that the experiment has failed. If anything, it means that he's now got the wings to grow. So I think it's a win-win-win situation and a lovely story.
Thanks for bringing that in, Karen. If listeners would like to share their South Florida story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has archive stories as well as contact information at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neale is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.